What is good, everybody? Welcome back to Zebra Social. I'm your boy, Chocolate Toast, back at it again on the mic. What is wrong with me? All right, it's your boy, Tony Destin, back at it again with Zebra Social, and let's just get this show started. All right, guys, it's December 9th, and you know what's happening in a few weeks, bro. It's going to be January 1st. And we're going to hear the same shit. You know what? I really hate New Year's now, bro. I think it's gotten to that point. I think I really hate it. Because it's always the same shit every single time, bro. Hey, yo, you know what? Yo, fuck 2019, bro. That shit wasn't my year anyway, bro. No, 2020? Yeah, that's going to be my year. Say less. 2020 is going to be my year, bro. I'm going to do this. All right. You know what? I get it. I love that you got goals for 2020, but like, yo, fuck you, man. Why are you gonna give us by 2019 for it? Because your ass couldn't make the fucking cut. Yo, matter of fact, no, 2019, thank you, bro. I feel like I've accomplished a lot this year. I've done a lot. I've started my very first LLC with my band, Center City Drive. We just signed our first management also for my band, Center City Drive, bro. I'm one semester away from graduating college. I think that's pretty dope, too. I mean, like, bro, to those haters out there, you know what? Don't say fuck 2019. Matter of fact, fuck you for saying that shit, bro. I'm tired of your shit. I think we all need to, like, sit down and realize, all right, this is what went down in 2019. What did I do in 2019 to really mess up the growth I had? Because for a lot of y'all was starting strong in 2019. I'm saying that as I'm not talking about myself too. I started out strong in 2019 doing stuff. I get it. Stuff happens. Stuff starts to fall off. Other things, new aspirations show up. Things happen. There's no shame in that. Just realize that's your growth process. You don't gotta say fuck the whole year to be like, oh man, my growth process got messed up. It is no. All of it. Everything that happened in 2019, good and the bad, and the unknown, in a sense, all affected you as a person. So don't act like the bad stuff didn't exist. And don't act like, oh no, next year this A, B, and C. I get it. Of course we want the next year to be better than the last year. I mean, it just makes sense. We always want something better. That's just us being human beings. But what I'm saying is that you have to look at yourself first before you start talking shit on 2019. Let's be honest, people. Did you do the best this 2019? I can easily say I was slacking, especially near the end of 2019, bro. I could use the excuse of, you know, school and A, B, and C, but like, to be honest, bro, I just need to get better at my time management skills just to decide what is worth spending my time on, because I'm very bad at that, bro. I can get lost in my own stuff of my friends, music things, A, B, and C. I get that, but like, crap, I gotta get better at it. I feel like I talk to my friends sometimes, and we talk about how we see these people, how they do everything, how they have everything. It's because they're doing everything. You realize like they can do A, B, and C because they don't really take too many break days, or if they do take break days, like, it really isn't a break in a sense like that. So say for example, like a good example would be somebody like Gary Vee. Like, this is a man who works way hard for the things he has. He even said in one of his interviews, like, during his shits, during his trips, like on the airplane or on a car, every single second is potential for him to either make content for himself or potential for him to like even have a meeting or just to plan out his day. There's nothing really wasted. And I feel like if I were to have a better approach of that, I can probably succeed more in 2020, which I want to try to do. because then, because I feel like what I have a bad habit of, if I don't have my whole day planned, my brain will be like, oh, yo, for real, homie, I'm kind of feeling like doing this all of a sudden, even though that one thing really isn't that important right now. I think it's on the top of my head. I have nothing else fighting me to say, oh, bro, you planned A, B, and C. So my plan for 2020 is to do more and less improv in my day. I mean, like, of course, it's gonna be things happen. You just go with the flow every day. But like, I think I want to try some order. I've never really tried order in my life too much in that kind of aspect. But let's try it. I don't know. Let's see what happens. But to all my haters out there on 2019, bro, y'all can just go flip yourself, bro. 2019 didn't do shit. 2019 made me realize a lot of things. I still accomplished a lot of things, even though I didn't accomplish as much as I wanted to, but I think that can go for everybody. I don't think there's really a lot of people who like said, oh man, I set out to do every single thing I did. Because once you finish one thing, you do the next thing. So it's an ever, never ending status. I mean, meh, it happens. Moral of the story is, y'all some haters in 2019. That's it. That's it for this episode of Zeemer Social. I just want to thank you guys for listening in to whatever you're listening on, either your Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. Please subscribe if you enjoyed so you can know when I drop my next episode. Also, if you want to follow me on that social media, my IG is Tony_Destin if you want to keep up to my up-to-date task. And that's it. Hope you guys have a great day. Welcome to Marination, y'all.